You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Why We Watch, the show for fans, by fans, about fans. I am Mags, and today I'm bringing you yet another episode of the miniseries I'm calling Why We Still Watch, where I talk to fans and content creators who've already been on the show to just see how their wrestling world has changed in the time since they last appeared. And today I've got one of my favorite ever guests, such a bubbly, bright spark in the wrestling world. She was actually on episode 29, so it's been a relatively short time since she was on the show. But as we all know, the wrestling world has changed so much in that short time. I'm so pleased to be able to speak again to the one and only Jess from Jess Watches Wrestling. Jess, how are you today, Mom?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay, yeah. Like I was saying just before I started recording, been a busy day, quite hectic over the next few weeks. With catching back up after Christmas with podcasting and UFC's back on, so I've got all that to deal with. Yeah, it's just been an exciting time. Yeah, I'm just really glad to be able to speak to you again. I absolutely loved the episode we did 4 or 5 months ago, and I absolutely loved the episode of Badlands. I've loved being on your show. It's just great to talk to you. I think
it feels like it's been a while, but it hasn't been a while.
Yeah, and like I said, the wrestling world has changed so much in that short time. Why We Watch is proud to be working with Powerslam.tv. You can use our code MAGS to get yourself a 30-day free trial and watch up to 4,000 hours of quality independent wrestling content. Just make sure you sign up with your laptop for the code to work, and then after that you can download the Android app or the App Store app and watch this amazing content from Powerslam.tv.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
So let's get into that. Let's get into before we start talking about you and your content. Let's talk about the wrestling world. Obviously, the big thing since we last spoke was the takeoff of AEW.
Yeah.
And then NXT going on to a 2-hour show and being on actual terrestrial TV, and now obviously it's now on BT Sports over here in Britain. How have you been enjoying AEW since it came on?
Do you know what? If I'm completely honest, I've found it quite hard to really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've watched it, but because I've been so loyal for so long to WWE, it's been really hard for me to proper get involved and get clicked into it. Don't get me wrong, they have an incredible roster. Incredible, and they're bringing more and more people in that are, you know, even better. But I'm hoping this year, you know, because, you know, last year they only just kind of started up, they were kind of finding their feet. I'm hoping this year they can just absolutely, grab my attention.
Yep, I agree. I've really enjoyed it, to be fair. Well, I've enjoyed big portions of it. There's been things that have kind of not gelled with me, like the production issues with like the likes of the sound quality, the camera work has not been exactly the best, but they're a new show, and to say what was expected of them and what they've actually achieved is absolutely phenomenal.
It's ridiculous.
They've done so well. I mean, I think it's news has come out today that they've actually had the contract with TNT extended for 4 years. It's absolutely brilliant. And like I said, they've got a great roster of not only like stars that we know, like the likes of Kenny Omega, the likes of Cody Rhodes and Chris Jericho, but they're also bringing in like some new stars. So from the shows that you've watched, what kind of things have you liked about AEW, and what kind of things haven't really gelled with you?
Do you know, I think, you know, I've loved Chris Jericho being on there. He's just someone that you can't dislike. He is just a performer, and he's so good in the ring. He's been brilliant, of course. I am really, really, really impressed with the females on the roster. Like, they have pulled that out of the bag.
Yeah.
And to be fair, even like, you know, I've tried to watch it as much as possible each week. You know, with the pay-per-views as well, they've been really good. Like, the match between John Moxley and Kenny Omega was ridiculous. Like, one of the best things I've ever seen. It's been good. It's been really good so far, but I just want to get more involved in it. And at the minute, I'm on the edge.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that. At the end of the day, it's a new product, and it's got this big fan base but they're very vocal on Twitter that everything is absolutely brilliant with the show, and it's kind of like bred this almost even more toxic Twitter environment where you can't say anything remotely negative about it because it means that you're a mark for WWE. I'm kind of on the fence. Like I said, I've enjoyed the majority of what's happened, but I'm also willing to realise that there is issues, much like there's issues with every programme that's put out.
Of course, yeah.
But with AEW coming along, WWE counter-programmed by putting NXT in direct competition against it, and whilst it's not been able to match up in terms of ratings, how have you found the kind of transition of NXT from like a network exclusive program to being this 2-hour TV wrestling show?
Do you know what? I think they've absolutely smashed it. I have been so impressed with the last couple of months with NXT. I really have. Like, there's been some Wednesdays where it could have been like its own pay-per-view. They've had some brilliant things going on over there. And obviously you've had, you know, when the whole Survivor Series got, you know, was building up as well, and you had everyone like crossing over from everywhere. I think NXT have really, really done them, you know, stepped up quite a lot. They were incredible anyway, but I think it's hard, I think, with the AEW and the NXT situation, because you don't really want to pick a side. And in a way, people kind of force you into trying to pick that side.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, because you obviously want to enjoy all wrestling. But obviously, because I am, you know, I've always been more WWE side. Obviously, I've enjoyed NXT a lot more. So it's probably a little bit biased from me. NXT have just really stepped it up, and I'm really impressed, actually.
Yeah, again, I totally agree with you. I think that it was obviously, at least in some part, done to counter AEW, but I think the way it's been done has been more than I, as an NXT fan, could have ever hoped for, especially with it going to 2 hours. I thought that we might lose that essence of what NXT is, because it's kind of, it was its own, like, atmosphere like outside the WWE like umbrella and with it becoming a TV show, my worry was that Vince was going to get his sticky little fingers in it. It was going to McMahonicize the program and we were going to lose what NXT was. But it's become almost better than what it was before. We're getting quality action. Like you said, the wrestling is on par with pay-per-view levels every single week, but we're getting more stars being able to like showcase how good they are. Mm-hmm. They kind of integrated the 205 guys, which is brilliant because
they are some talented people over there.
Yeah, and it's such a shame that they don't get that kind of spotlight because the 205 Live is dead in the water.
Pretty much.
But they've got some of the best wrestlers in the whole company there, so it's good that they're being brought in. Yeah, and I just think that Triple H and William Regal have absolutely knocked it out of the park over there at Full Sail.
Especially after, you know, watching TakeOver the other day and how good that was. You just, honestly, Triple H and Regal just absolutely just pulled out the bag.
Yeah, and like you mentioned with the Survivor Series, it seems that even Vince must be on board with how good that NXT is, because 100%. Raw and SmackDown are his babies, and NXT came out of that show looking like an absolute $1 million. it's good to see the best brand being showcased like that for me, WWE.
Yeah.
How have you found the main roster shows? Because you watch Raw and SmackDown, mm-hmm. you're, like I said, you're a WWE fangirl. How do you feel the main shows have kind of changed, not only with AEW coming to the forefront, but with the change around into like SmackDown going to Fox and things like that? How do you feel the shows have gone since then?
I think there was a time last year where it was painful to watch both of them. It was painful because it was just not great at all. And obviously then we had, you know, Paul Heyman come in and Eric come in as well. And then it started getting a little bit better. I think it really, maybe the last month and a half, it's picked up for me. Because I was struggling. I was really, really struggling. And obviously, you know, I've watched it for so long and to struggle to watch it was horrible for me. Absolutely horrible. So I think, I don't know, really. Obviously, there's a few storylines at the minute I'm not really loving. But the matches they're bringing out and, you know, you've got pay-per-views coming up as well. I think they're going to do all right this year. And I like the fact that SmackDown's gone back to Fridays because that feels like my childhood again.
Yeah, it kind of gives you a break almost from you had Raw and then almost straight away it was SmackDown. You don't get a lot of time to process what has gone on Raw.
Yeah.
And sometimes as big as WWE fans as we are, it sometimes can be a bit too much.
Yeah, 100%. But no, they're getting better. They are getting better.
Yeah. So when we last spoke, we was deep into Kofi Mania. Kofi Kingston was our champ and our hero.
Yeah.
And then he lost his title. How did you feel when your favourite wrestler in the whole wide world, Brock Lesnar, was once again world champion?
Oh my god. Did we speak before or after Money in the Bank? Was it after?
It was just after, if I remember rightly. I think I might have been on your show just after Money in the Bank.
I was ready to, oh, it was in bits.
Yeah, you were fuming. Absolutely. I thought it was a stroke of genius, but you were fuming.
I was so angry. Do you know what? I think for me, I love Kofi. I think he's brilliant. I've nothing, but he was someone that's getting a little bit boring. Not the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
He was getting a bit boring. And I wanted something new. And I love Kofi. I think he's brilliant. Like him and the New Day together, they're just absolutely cracking me up. And obviously, after him winning at WrestleMania, when I was in absolute tears because I was just so happy. I think I don't think he'll be getting the title back anytime soon. Bless him.
No.
I don't think he will.
It was a weird situation because it was over so quickly. I mean, what was it, 11 seconds that he lost the title? And it's almost like it was WWE washing their hands and that's done now. Kofi's had his run and goodbye. Yeah. There were no rematch or no even talk of him being back in the picture for that title. It's a very weird situation.
Yeah, it was kind of like that was it, wasn't it? They just kind of dropped him again. Obviously, I know he's got the tag titles and stuff, but yeah, it was kind of like they just dropped him. It was kind of like it was going so well. Everyone was like, Kofi Mania, and then that was it.
It kind of felt like WWE didn't see him as a big enough star for the Fox era almost.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that a lot. Yeah, oh, it's a tough one. I think maybe it didn't with, Xavier Woods as well being out. Maybe them not including Kofi in it anymore is part of the reason kind of why, obviously, because Big E would be on his own.
Yeah, like a number of factors just led to him making the decision to go back to, I mean, as much as Brock is like detested in a lot of our community, the fact is he does put people's arses in seats and he does sell pay-per-views and Vince has always had that kind of attitude where if he's concerned, he goes back to tap. I mean, we saw it with Roman Reigns when Roman Reigns was the guy. He was forever like going back to Roman and it's kind of the same with Brock Lesnar, I think.
I think the thing is with Kofi, I think like, obviously he's wonderful. I praise him all the time. But he's someone that can only be used for a little while because he hasn't he's got a character, but he hasn't got like a Brock character or like a Seth or like a Roman or a Bray Wyatt character. So that's probably why it was kind of, it got a little bit samey, didn't it?
Yeah, I think you can only be the underdog so long before eventually someone, you got to fall somewhere. It was just, it would have been nice to see him be a bit more of a challenge to Brock Lesnar.
Did so well, getting it.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of made Brock look so dominant that he destroyed Kofi in seconds when guys like Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan put on these amazing matches with me. Kind of a weird situation.
But they just love Brock, don't they?
Vince definitely loves Brock. in this new era of wrestling, we've got someone else kind of made a comeback this year and came back to the WWF fold almost. In CM Punk coming back to the Fox show, what do you think about CM Punk potentially coming back to? I mean, I know he's not under a WWE contract per se, but the fact is he's on a WWE show on Fox. So what are your views on CM Punk making his return?
Do you know what? I think it's good. I love CM Punk. I think he's great. Wouldn't be that bothered if he made an actual proper return to the ring. I probably wouldn't be bothered that much because we've seen a lot of him. But I do like the way sometimes he thinks. And I think being on, the backstage is really good because he says how it is. And I think I was one of the people that was really excited for him to actually be a part of it all again. I'm not sure. And I don't, everybody obviously wants him to come back and make this massive return. Not really that bothered, if I'm honest. Not really that bothered. He can stay doing the other job.
Yeah, I mean, the Punk was in the time when I was totally out of wrestling, so I don't have that kind of emotional like connection to him that a lot of fans have. So it doesn't bother me either way, really. Would I like to see him in the ring again? Yeah, absolutely. I think he would. He's always wanted that WrestleMania main event, I think. And there's not that many more years in his career that he could potentially have that. Yeah. So whilst it's probably going to be a bit too soon for him to be in this year, I very, very much expect him to kind of come into the fold next year and be part of, at least be on WrestleMania anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see him coming back, but at the same time, I'm thinking, really? Because they were saying about potentially AJ Lee coming back as well, didn't they?
Yeah. Which, again, she was a massive superstar.
She was, yeah, big time.
I think she'd be more widely accepted than Punk would, to be fair.
I think she would. And do you know what? I think she'd be brilliant at this time in NXT as well.
Yeah, she's kind of... she was in an era where she kind of didn't fit in almost, if you understand what I mean. She was such a good wrestler in a time when it didn't really matter if the women were good wrestlers, because that's not what they were there for.
Yeah. But now I think she would just completely fit in. She really would. And the matches that they could come out with now with the girls they've got on there that really do work hard, it'd be insane.
It definitely would. And going on to women's wrestling, obviously we've kind of mentioned Survivor Series and the women's showcase that event with the triple threat main event for the women there. Obviously Shayna Baszler coming out as the queen. Yeah. But we've also seen recently the likes of Tessa Blanchard becoming a legitimate world champion with Impact. Now obviously there was a little bit of a hoo-ha behind that, but how do you feel about women's wrestling over the last 5 or 6 months? How do you think it's come on? Because it was not that long ago we had a full women's WWE pay-per-view, and it's kind of almost been brushed under the carpet ever since.
It winds me up, actually. It really winds me up. If I'm completely honest, I think the last 6 months, a lot of the time the women have probably carried quite a lot of the quite a lot of the wrestling world, actually. You know, you've got like obviously Becky and Sasha coming back and Bayley turning heel, you've got, you know, people like Rhea Ripley, you got like Tessa, Charlotte. They are just absolutely killing it, and they have really, like, pretty much, I think they've run a lot of it. They've run a lot of the wrestling world last few months. And for the fact that they aren't going to do another women's pay-per-view is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The War Games match?
Yeah.
That was something else for them women. That was just absolutely incredible. And the fact they're not going to do another pay-per-view and they're not going to include all them girls is just... stupid, actually. Really stupid.
Yeah, it's criminal. I said that Evolution was my favourite pay-per-view of 2018, and the fact that they didn't have another one, it goes to show that WWE are only interested in the money, and the fact, and Evolution didn't do the best in pay-per-view bars, so it's gone by the wayside, which is sad, really, especially when you look at the Saudi Arabia shows, where Nate and Lacey Evans had the first ever women's match in Saudi Arabia. You'd think they'd want to kind of capitalise on that.
And especially, you know, having the main event at WrestleMania as well, you would really think they'd want to do it all again. I'm hoping maybe one day they do. I really hope they do, because they are stupid if they don't. It's probably, that for me is probably one of my favorite pay-per-views of all time, just because it was such a massive thing.
And it could have easily been just a big thing because of just having women on the card. But the fact was the women really, really nailed it. Every single match was top quality, and they really knew that they were doing something special, and they came out and showed what the WWE women's roster could do. And I would have loved for that to be a yearly event, especially when you get so many kind of B-level pay-per-views that kind of don't mean anything.
Yeah, we have a lot of them, don't we? We have a lot of just pointless ones. Absolutely. Not even just pointless, but just the same old rematches as the pay-per-view before.
Yeah.
When they could completely just switch everything up and just... Yeah, this is... Yeah, I think they should do it one day again. I think they're stupid if they don't.
Yeah, exactly. And with women's wrestling in other companies doing so well, I mean, like Stardom has been bought out by the company that owns New Japan. You've got AEW, who, whilst they didn't start off with the best, they kind of starting to showcase the women, and they've got some amazingly talented women over there. You'd think WWE would kind of want to lead the front on that, but yeah, it's just not seeming to come off.
Do you reckon that they AEW could maybe do an all women's pay per view?
Down the line, I can definitely see that. I don't think they've got the roster for it right now. I don't think they've done well enough in building up enough characters in their roster. But like we said, they've just signed a new long term deal with even more shows, so it's likely that they're going to sign some more talented female wrestlers. And yeah, I could definitely see Cody and Brandy wanting to push that, because and Kenny as well, because Kenny's a massive, massive fan of women's wrestling. So it would be an amazing show if they did decide to go down that route.
It would. It honestly would. It'd be so good. Oh, I'd love it. Absolutely love it.
When we last spoke on Where We Watched, we were starting to see the beginning of a new character from Bray Wyatt. He was doing these teasers for The Fiend. How do you think The Fiend has gone since Bray started debuting him?
Well, the SummerSlam entrance was just unreal.
Yes, it was.
It was like a horror movie. It was incredible. Like, what an absolute entrance. I think the way they've carried the character is brilliant. You know, still carrying on with the Firefly Funhouse little segments they do. Still doing that is a really good thing. I think that's still pulling that off.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how long are they going to be able to keep The Fiend kind of like... I don't know. I don't know how they're going to continue to have The Fiend like that, if you get what I mean. Obviously, Bray Wyatt would be different as Bray Wyatt, but The Fiend, once he's kind of gone through everyone, what are they going to do with him?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's leading me on to the next question I wanted to ask you is, what do you feel about him being almost like hot-shotted to the title? Do you think that was a good thing, or would you have liked to seen The Fiend's character like developing in a different way?
I would have liked to have maybe seen something a little bit different. Maybe him messing around with people a lot more, having that really decent feud, and then slowly going back up to the belt again. The belt was disgusting that they created. That was awful.
And what was it, about $6,000 to buy one as well?
Disgusting. I could have made that out of Play-Doh.
It looks like it was made out of Play-Doh.
I could have made that out of Play-Doh. Yeah, I don't know. I think... I do worry that they... You know, it's WWE, sometimes they do ruin the characters, and that does worry me, because he's such a good character, and, you know, he, for a long time, you know, last year, he carried... You know what I mean? He carried people watching each week, because there were a lot of people that gave up watching Raw each week, because it was so bad. But if it wasn't for him, they would have stayed.
Yeah,
people would not stayed and watched Raw without Bray Wyatt last year.
Yeah, he was one of the biggest talking points, and people were what, like I said, watching Raw just to see the newest episode of the Firefly Funhouse. I think another big star was R-Truth as well, when they brought out the 24/7 title, which is still one of the most ugliest titles ever.
Yes.
But he absolutely made it so entertaining to watch. My issues with Bray being champion was it kind of felt like WWE saw how over he got so quickly, and it was like, oh, well, we're best making the champion straight away. And for me, I don't think a character like The Fiend is, it doesn't seem like that kind of character would be interested in being champion. It's more he'd be interested in creating like mayhem and attacking people. I would have liked to have seen him take out like more legends almost and then just like attacking random people, setting up views like that. But obviously WWE wanted to kind of capitalise on how popular it was and put the title on him.
I completely get that. They kind of just wanted to make as much money and make as much money as possible, I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, don't worry me that they will ruin him.
Right, so let's talk about you and your content. well, this show is about you and about your opinions. Since we last spoke, your podcast has kind of like gone by the wayside almost. It's like you slightly dropped off the earth for a little while, but then you've recently come back with a vengeance, back to YouTube, which you made your glorious re-debut, which I'm so glad about. What was the reason behind like the like slackening off with the content? Was it just you were burnt out, or
I had so much going on, obviously with like all the modeling stuff and with work, and I was just exhausted, absolutely exhausted. And I just need, you know, obviously I had quite a few months, about 4 months off of YouTube, and I just decided to just kind of set it aside, and I was doing my podcasting for a little bit, and then obviously everything just got so hectic.
Yeah.
I just thought, right, I'm just going to leave everything for a bit. And then I thought to myself, I really enjoyed doing the YouTube stuff. You know, I enjoy making the content. It's a lot of work, but I do enjoy it. So I decided, do you know what? Like, I will make this comeback.
That's
what I did.
I mean, the modelling is you're doing so well. I mean, the moves that you're making on Twitter, I mean, you're getting hundreds and hundreds of likes on every post. It's not hard to see why, to be fair. But yeah, I'm really glad that that's working out for you. I mean, last time we spoke, you said you wanted to be a baller, and I hope that really does take off for you. And we've got to remember that we create this content mainly for fun. It's not likely that we'll ever become rich and famous off it. It's a very, very small number of people who can do that. I'm so glad that you're doing well with the modelling, and I'm even more glad that you've come back to creating content. And yeah, people don't tend to realise how hard work it actually is.
It takes a lot of time out of the day, and you know, you have to plan it, you have to schedule it. It's a lot. I'm doing my channel, and then I'm doing the other channel as well. So I'm doing 2 or 3 videos a week. It is a lot. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. So obviously you have the Jess Watchers Wrestling channel. So tell us about the other channel that you're involved in.
So it's a channel called Pro Wrestling Unlimited, which are lovely, lovely American guys that. they just kind of contacted me and said about joining their team. So I do a video of them each week now, like kind of like a end of the week thing. But I'm trying to get, well, I'm going to do more videos for them soon, just when I get time. So I'm just doing a few for my channel each week, and then one for theirs.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's good to see you back in the fold. I've always enjoyed your content. I like the way that you're so positive, and even when you're negative about something, you still come off as positive, just but your bubbly character. So yeah, I'm really glad that you're back in the fold, and I urge everyone who's listening to this to go and check out your content. It's just fun, and that's what wrestling content should be. There's far too many people who take it way too seriously and kind of get toxic about it. And the good thing about you is that you bring the fun back into wrestling, which I really do appreciate.
I really enjoy it, to be fair. I do enjoy it. And I haven't got that many really, really close friends I can really talk to about wrestling. So when I can kind of get my opinion out there and just talk and go on about it for hours. You know, it's what I prefer to be, if I'm honest. So doing that, so making it something as a hobby, it just completely just takes you out of reality and all the stuff you've got going on in your private life, and just kind of speak about something you love.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, what you, why you do this?
Yeah, exactly. The reason I do this is because I like talking to people like you. I like to hear what you like about wrestling, what you don't like about wrestling, what kind of experiences you've had in the world of wrestling, and we could literally talk about anything, and it would be fun with you because you're such a, like I said, a bubbly, like, positive character.
Thanks. So catch me when I haven't eaten or I'm a bit moody, then it might be a different reaction you'd get. But I've just had a Chinese, so it's fine.
Oh, wow. That's out of order, because I have not had anything to eat yet.
Oh, I feel bad now.
So, Jess, you've got something very, very special coming up in the next few months. Obviously, we're close to the Royal Rumble now, and the Royal Rumble is the start to the road to WrestleMania. And a certain Jess may have something to say about WrestleMania. What have you got planned?
I am so excited. You know, I wasn't actually. I think when we last spoke, I think I must have said to you that I'll plan it some point in the future. I think
you did. Yeah,
I did, but I didn't think it was going to be that soon.
Like the very next one.
No, it wasn't the plan. I just kind of took the plunge. I just thought, do you know what? It's kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity. Just spend your money and go. So that's what I've done.
Bye, money.
Bye, money. No, do you know what? I'm so excited. So excited. It's going to be absolutely incredible. It started off, I was only going for 4 days. Now it's about 9. So wow. I've extended my holiday quite a lot. So I'm going to be a tourist. So I'm going to do the whole thing. So I'll do TakeOver, I'll do WrestleMania, SmackDown and Raw as well.
Brilliant.
So I'm doing the whole thing.
So much wrestling as well.
No.
But the best thing is you're going to Florida. It's going to be absolutely amazing weather. It's going to be,
I think it's in its 30s. I'm going to come back with a tan. I've got like nice accommodation, so I'm going to have sunbathe. And I'm going to come back. I might not even come back. I might not come back. I've said this.
Just stay there.
Everyone, look, might not be returning. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be okay.
Wow, that would be the dream, though, wouldn't it?
Being able to just go move.
I mean, me and my missus are forever talking about moving like to another country. But yeah, that would be the dream, moving to Florida.
Yeah, just not coming back. Just text my mum. Sorry, mum, not coming.
So in the next couple of weeks, we'll have kind of an idea of who's going to be main eventing that WrestleMania event for you. So who out of the entrants that have been announced to the Royal Rumble would you like to be in that WrestleMania main event?
Oh, I don't know. I have an idea who I think will win the Royal Rumble. But I don't know. I don't know who's going to even be at WrestleMania.
Really?
But there's one person I would like to be at WrestleMania.
It won't be John Cena by any chance, would it?
How did you guess? Imagine. We've been saying this, that if John Cena is there, that's it. I'm going to cry. I'm going to be in bits. I'm going to have a meltdown, and that's it.
You'll have to vlog your WrestleMania experience.
Yes, I'm going to. The vlog is going to come soon. Like a mini trip. Everyone's going to end up getting annoyed with me because I'm not going to stop talking about it for ages.
A 7-hour video of Jess watches wrestling when she gets back.
Literally. It would literally just be like so many different vlogs of me just absolutely destroying myself while I'm crying and just in bits about it. But obviously there's one person that I would like to be there, obviously, that's Edge, because there's potential he may return as well.
It's an exciting rumble this year, especially like obviously Brock's been announced that he's going to be in it, which is quite different for a champion to actually be in the rumble.
Yes, which I'm not keen on. I'm not keen on it.
You know, I think it adds a little bit of something. It kind of like whoever throws Brock out, unless he wins it, whoever throws him out is, it kind of builds a feud there. So then the winner can challenge maybe the Bray Wyatt, the Fiend. So it's kind of like building two stories, I think.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's the point.
As long as he doesn't win that Royal Rumble, as long as Brock Lesnar does not win, we are all going to be okay.
I think if you look at Brock Lesnar's work over the last couple of years, can you honestly see Brock going 60 minutes in a Royal Rumble?
Yeah, he'll probably sit outside. He'll go underneath and just sit outside. Can imagine it. You know what he's like. He'll get away with anything.
I'm looking at probably Drew McIntyre eliminating.
I would like Drew McIntyre to win, actually, and I could see it happening.
I don't think he'll win. I mean, this show's probably going to come out just after the Rumble, so you'll be able to listen to it and go, well, we were wrong. I think Drew may eliminate Brock to set that like kind of battle up for WrestleMania. But I think the winners, I've got it down to two. I've got it down to Rusev. I think he's been so over with this kind of Lana and Bobby Lashley thing. But I honestly think it's my number one pick. It's Roman. I think after he came back from beating leukemia, he's not really been in the main main card of the main card scene. So I think they've kind of let him kind of bubble over, if you understand what I mean, and kind of gauge whether the fan reaction would be like boo him out of the building. And to be honest, I don't think they would. And I think it's kind of his time. I think Roman's always been Vince's guy from the day he walked into the company. I think this will be the ideal time for him to like win the Rumble and then go on to face The Fiend at WrestleMania. And I think that's your WrestleMania main event. I think it's going to be The Fiend versus Roman.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, there is talk that it's going to be The Rock versus Roman. I've seen a lot of betting on that. But yeah, I think it's going to be The Fiend versus Roman.
Oh, I don't know. Do you know what? I like Roman, bless him, but I don't want him to win. I don't want him to win. He's the one person I'm just like, nah, do you know what? Do you know who else I'd like to maybe win? I'd like maybe The Miz to win.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever won a Royal Rumble, has he?
Nah.
He's always been...
I love it.
He's always been like a kind of a solid hand, if you would, where you can always rely on him to carry a feud and to like carry a title and make it look legitimate. But yeah, he's never been like the top tier of WWE, and especially with all the stuff with the Miz and Mrs. And yeah, he'd be a great winner of the Rumble and to main event at WrestleMania. I don't think he's main evented since he beat Cena. I don't think he hadn't main evented at WrestleMania for years.
I think he would be brilliant to win it.
Yeah, and I think for one of the more exciting things for me about this year's Royal Rumble is that we're going to get more NXT stars in it than ever before.
I reckon we could get an NXT winner.
How amazing would that be?
Oh my God, please.
How, like, if Velveteen Dream or...
Riddle. Get Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle as Royal Rumble winner, or even Adam Cole.
Be my life complete.
The Royal Rumble winner.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
It would.
I would love someone from NXT to win. I would love it.
Do you know what? And I could see it, especially after they had such a good show at Survivor Series.
Yeah, like I reckon they could just. I don't know. I reckon they'd definitely try and get Adam Cole to win it, 100%.
Yeah, I think WWE realised that they've got an absolute star on their hands with Adam Cole. Is easily one of the most over people in that company. I mean, he's when he showed up on Raw and SmackDown both in the same week, they had the full audience doing Adam Cole, baby. And you don't get that a lot, especially if you look back at when Gargano and Ciampa had a couple of weeks where they were on the main roster. Nobody kind of knew who they were. But then you look at
everyone
Adam Cole.
Everyone knows who Adam
everybody,
Cole
exactly. Everybody knew who he was. So
and everyone likes him as well. Everyone just loves Adam Cole.
Yeah, definitely. I could definitely see, if not this year, maybe in the next few years, an NXT person winning the Royal Rumble. I could see, actually, Shayna Baszler winning this year's Royal Rumble.
Oh, do you know someone else actually said that to me the other day? They think she could win it this year.
I honestly could.
I'd be up for that. I'd be happy with that.
I mean, she's recently dropped the title to Rhea Ripley, which is amazing. There's talk that Ronda might be ready to start coming back. I mean, it could easily lead to horsewomen versus horsewomen.
Yeah. See, this is what this is. Obviously, I love, don't get me wrong, I love WrestleMania, but Royal Rumble is probably my favourite one.
Yeah, same. Absolutely.
Because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah. But there's so many people that could potentially, you know, there's so many people that have said they might be, so-and-so might return, or so another person might return. You just literally just don't know. It's going to be brilliant.
Exactly. I mean, the way the wrestling world is now, we kind of almost know the results before they actually happen because there's so many people who can have this like peek behind the curtain, and you have so many people whose livings are telling us the news of wrestling as quick as possible. So when we get to know who's going to be booked as champions, who's going to be winning what matches and stuff like that. But with the Rumble, we never know. We absolutely never know what's going to happen. We never know who's going to be the faces who show up. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We had AJ Styles debuting in the Rumble. So, yeah, anything could happen. And that's what makes it the best WWE pay-per-view by a long, long stretch.
And obviously we've got John Morrison, his return as well.
Exactly.
Which, personally, he shouldn't have returned yet. He should have been in the Rumble. That's where his return should have been. And I am a little bit gutted the way they introduced him back. But
yeah, it was weird. It was really, really, it was so underwhelming.
Mm-hmm. He deserved so much more than that.
Yeah.
John Morrison, like him and The Miz, just for me, that was some of my childhood heroes. And just to come out of a door like that, I was like, wow. Why would you do that?
Exactly.
He could have come in that Royal Rumble. That could have been it. And then he could have come and helped Miz or something. Oh, would have been great.
So, Jess, what have we got coming up for you in terms of content on Jess Watches Wrestling and stuff like that? What kind of things have you got in the pipeline?
Well, I've got a few more kind of top tens coming up, things I kind of want to see in the future. Then obviously we'll have, when I go do the whole WrestleMania, I'm going to do like a Jess's Road to WrestleMania kind of thing when it comes to it.
That's
going to
be funny.
Yeah, I've got a few things coming up, a few things in the pipeline, so we shall see what happens.
Yeah. So, Jess, tell everybody who's listening to this where they can find you, where they can find your content, and where they can follow your WrestleMania journey.
So you can watch my videos at Jess Watches Wrestling on YouTube, and you can follow me on Twitter at Watches Jess.
Yeah, definitely go and give this this young lady a follow. She's absolutely a superstar. I said it on the last time you were on here, how much I I just think you're an amazing, and you're such a brilliant addition to our wrestling community. And I'm glad you're back. I really, really am. I know you've been super, super busy, but we've kind of missed you in this community.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, just glad that you're back. So you can follow me on Twitter if you so desire. You won't find any provocative Instagram pictures of me on there. But
don't know what you're talking about.
But you
he
can follow me.
Them. He's lying. He always posts them.
I mean, at least Omega Luke doesn't zoom into my armpits.
He's stopped now, though.
He has. Oh, he's dumped us as a wrestling community. That guy, has dumped us for greener pastures.
Have you seen? Because obviously we were on his live feed together the other day, wasn't we?
Yeah.
Every single live feed, I've made sure I was there, and I've just wound him up some way. Like I told him, his beard was too long today. So every single one.
Yeah, I'm proud of the guy. I'm absolutely proud of the guy.
I don't understand Football Manager, but I've still popped up.
Yeah. Oh, I love Football Manager. But I'm glad he's out there and he's making content and he's doing well. I mean,
he's
always been a great guy, and yeah, it's good to see him.
He's
successful.
Hard.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
So hard. Like there was a month or so ago when it all started up properly. Every single day he was doing a new video and he was exhausted. And I had to go at him because he was doing too much.
But that's the grand fear, though. Unfortunately, if you don't put out content, people soon move on. But it's good to see him really like break out and do well and is actually making money from it. So
he
brilliant!
Is. He's killing it.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Anyway, that took a tangent. I was actually saying my goodbye then, but. Anyway, you can
obviously,
follow me.
Of course, Luke is going to make his entrance in something, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. You can follow Luke at Omega _ Luke. You can follow me at DJ Kirby. You can follow this show at Why We Watch Pod. Thank you so much to you, Jess, for coming on the show. Like I said, I really do enjoy chatting with you. You are an absolute superstar. And that is the end.
Listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.